Secrets of the universe.
Welcome to Secrets of the Universe. My name is Hollywood Tony P, and I am here to guide you through what is going on in existence. And now we're giving it away for free here. And if you do listen to this show, then you should also listen to The Greatest Talk Show, which is on now every day. We are taking care of it every day. We are online 3:30 Central, 4:30 Eastern is usually when we do it. But we're following what's going on, and so you should listen to that. But tonight's secret, Safis Bubba. Now, you might think it's silly and say, Safis Bubba. That is ridiculous. Makes no sense. There's no such word as Safis Bubba. What is Safis Bubba? But what have we learned so far on this show? We've learned that the time is but a tapestry being rewoven by each of us. And each of us is the almighty, all-powerful, weaving this tapestry throughout time. As the tapestry slightly changes, we shift until we are right where we need to be, okay? And we know this because everything is moving backwards. And everything is moving backwards because everything we do and we've done right now, we've done till the end of time, okay? And then it's come all the way back and we do it again, depending on where we mess up. For each instant, time exists till the end of time. And then we come back and we do it again, slowly inching forward. We, as in all of us, as in we are the creator being, we are all powerful. We are the embodiment of God. If you listen to The Greatest Talk Show, Kim said that God guided her to the information. Yes, it is absolutely true, because she is the being of all power, as we all are. And so that piece of her, which is all of her, guided her to where she was. Now, with all that in mind, that we're going round and round to the future and back again, doing it over and over and over and over again, we come to the theme of tonight's episode. Yes, we talked about the Matrix yesterday. Yes, we talked about the possibility that this is all a fictional world full of sets meant to deceive us, or a computer-generated hologram in the future. Either way, the human race is being trapped and tortured. God himself, if he is all human, save all humans. And we learned about the other realms of reality. We learned about the spirit realm and the ether and the dream realm and the heavenly realms, which we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that in a later episode. But we learned that because of communication. And we learned that, and we're talking today about vibration, right? We were talking about vibration, the sound, the waves pulsating throughout the universe, pulsating backwards. Now, what is Safis Bubba? This is probably the biggest, greatest secret in the entire universe. If you want to know how to navigate these raging rapids, or how to maximize your stay in a slow-moving eddy, because sometimes time moves rough, sometimes, you know, time is slightly slow, sometimes, you know, we're at 51%, we're just kind of right there, not moving too much. Sometimes it's the rapids. But what's Safis Bubba? S-F-S-B-B, Safis Bubba. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Safis Bubba. Now, why does this matter? Well, as I said yesterday, we've all done this, right? Our existence, our being, which is that of God as us, but also us as a being of light, as the paranormal would say, wandering through the universe, and we ascend and reach another phase until the end of time. Meaning that all the things you've ever learned in your life from now until the when you die, everything that you will ever learn from the future past that, when you wander through existence, understanding everything. You wander. Okay? That's the fist of us. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. We're doing this over and over again. We get to the end, we come back, we start over, we go. And then each event is that, and shifts happen. Now, so if we're doing it over and over and over again, if we are doing it millions of times, first of all, you've gone to the end of time, you've learned everything you need to know, it is in you. That means you remember it. All right? The big thing about The Secrets of the Universe, Volume 2, remember the future. We've done this all before, all the way to the end of time, at every second and every choice and every moment of the day. At that moment, time is written all the way to the end of it. And when we change that, it is rewritten. It is running ahead of us all the way to the end of time. Now, if you know this, you know that you know everything that you've ever learned from birth to death. And even though you're not dead, whatever you are going to learn, you know, because you've done it a million times. Sophisbaba. If, in fact, you know that you are doing it a million times, have you ever picked up something? You had the inkling or the urge to maybe step up to a piano and just start playing. And for some reason, you knew what you were doing. For some reason, the music you could make was great, or you went somewhere and you took up a job or you took up a skill, and the first time you did it might have been hard, but after that, it was like you did it forever, because you did. The instant you take it up, not only do you do it once, you do it every single time we shift, which runs into a lot. And so, if we're going forward and backwards, forward and backwards, forward and backwards, each time we do it, in each of those things that you've learned, you get smarter, you get faster, you get bigger, smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Okay? Each time we do this, you focus on the fact that each time when you learn something new, you are not only learning it just once, you are not just learning it for the first time, and yes, you are. You're learning it for the first time, and you're also learning it a million times over. And the more you do it, the better you will be. Listen, I'm a yellow belt in Kung Fu, and I'm very proud of that. I'm a yellow belt in Kung Fu. But you know what? I'm not a black belt. However, since during the time that I was a yellow belt doing classes, we were going round and round and round, doing it millions of times to find the right solution, and each time those exist. Each of those offshoots exist, even if they come back. Every time we do it to the end and come back, we've done that. We've lived that. Sophisbaba. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. I am a yellow belt in Kung Fu, but I guarantee you I am the greatest yellow belt in Kung Fu that has ever existed, because I've done it a million times. I've done training a million times. Sophisbaba. Each time I get smarter, I get faster, I get stronger, I get bigger, I get better. And that's not just it's just a thought. Make it so. Make it happen. And remember that it does happen. Remember, we learned today and yesterday and throughout all the secrets that to the end of time, we've lived it. Our essence has survived to the end of existence. Come back and we've been doing it again. Millions of times. Okay? And each of those times you learn everything there is to know. Probably not each time. Probably each time you learn more, right? Smarter. You learn more every time you do it. You get faster. Well, if I'm super fast, I do it a million times, I'm really, really super fast. Stronger. You've got to be stronger. Stronger in fortitude. Stronger in not physical strength, the stronger of spirit. Each time you get stronger, like iron. Bigger each time it grows. It's like doubling the infinite. Mark is a big fan of this, but it keeps growing. Bigger. And the key is better. Okay, because if, in fact, we've done this a million times, and you, through those million times, have learned everything you need to know, and it's all stored in your mind, the 97% or whatever, the 93% of your brain that you're not using, what does it hold? It holds everything your soul has ever learned as we've near infinitely wandered round and round and round as the tapestry is being made. And don't you think you haven't? So not only do you learn these secrets, but you can train in these secrets because you do. You have. It's in your brain. So when you pick up something and all of a sudden you're really, really good, you're a master at it. And once you remember that you were a virtuoso, you remember that you were genius, then you know you are. Because you remember being it. Remember the future because we've lived it. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Every time you seem to focus your thoughts, we are going to shift. Universal shifting is a thing. I'm sorry, the Mandela effect is proof of this. We are going round and round because the creator being, as all of us, is doing this. We are caught up in a time travel science fiction wonderful story. And you know what's also going on? We are also in a weird simulation. And there's also the angels are going doing stuff. We had Kim today on The Greatest Talk Show brought it up. And now it's a touchy subject for a lot of people to talk about religion. But it's not religion. See, we're going to do a Rosetta Stone episode. But a sneak peek on that is the simple fact that, yes, okay, people might not agree with a church or say they are a church. However, okay. We discovered, me and Mark, that, you know, if God himself was an alien and he is, in the Old Testament, God was in a spaceship in a cloud of thunder and fire following the Israelites. He could make a fire tornado. He could split the water, part the Red Sea, and the mountain was on fire. He was a burning bush. It's all electricity and water. But here's the Rosetta Stone part of it. Here is the understanding, okay? First of all, we learned that also, if in fact that was the being who was in charge of all humans and Earth and after the Anunnaki, then it could be so that the Star of Bethlehem over the baby Jesus was in fact a high-orbit UFO. Maybe. We're not talking about maybes. We're talking about smarter. We're talking about faster. We're talking about stronger. We're talking about bigger. We're talking about better. But the Rosetta Stone is more about what's going on aside from us. Because like I said, there is stuff going on in the spiritual realm. The Catholic Church is a church. It's a religion. But it's not a religion. Because Jesus, the spaceship in the sky, and Jesus himself, the alien or whatever, Jesus was, okay, whatever he's this child, there's an alien ship, and how does that translate, right? How does that translate into anything that we are talking about? Well, I'll tell you, smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Each time that it happens, existing simultaneously, always getting smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Okay? So, communication with the other side, right? The angels are doing their thing, God is doing his thing, the Catholic Church on Earth is, you know, the church. Now, that's all they know. When I say they, I mean the outside. So all they know is that as on Earth, since there's a table open on the galactic table, there's a seven kings, there's an open spot that has Earth, and nobody's claimed it. So the only rules that they know of, because They were in contact with us way back when. The only rules they know were set by the only church that was there at the time, which means on earth this is in heaven, which means the Pope gets to dictate policy for other realms here on earth, because that's all the law that the universe knows for earth, because we have a seat at the table. Okay, that's just an offshoot. We'll talk about the Rosetta Stone and heavenly involvement later on. But I want you to think, because we're going to shift. And if you haven't noticed, we told you. You can probably tell if you burn your hand or stub your toe, or it's probably a shift. Notice. Look around. What's different? But remember that you are smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Every single time you do it, you get smarter, you get faster, you get stronger, you get bigger, you get better, you learn more. And the funny part is you've learned it all, and it's all in your memory, so you only have to unlock it. Now, why is smarter first? It could be anything. I've heard some people try to say something like this, but why is smarter first? Because if you do any of these, anything, if you're not smart about it, if you try to be fast, but you're not smart about it, you're going to stumble and fall. Stronger. If you're not smart about what you lift or what the load you take on, not with just weight, but the weight of the universe, you are crushed. Smarter. Bigger, right? Why is smarter first? Because it has to be before bigger. You have to be smarter to make something bigger. You have to have a good foundation. You have to be wise in your ways. And you have to know how to make it what? Better. How do you make it better? By being smarter. Smarter, faster, stronger, bigger, better. Sophisticated. And it's not something you have to do. Again, none of this is anything you have to do. You just have to try to live the best life you can and be the best person you can be. Because your life is the best possible outcome of the choices you made. They may not have been the greatest choices, but I guarantee you, because you are alive right now, that is the best. This is the best possible outcome. I guarantee you there are times when you did it and you didn't survive. But it doesn't mean the times you did, you went all the way to the end, came back. You learned everything there is to know, and you came back and keep doing. Again, all the doors in the hallway are open. Every single one. Because you've opened them over these millions and millions of eons that we've been traveling round and round in circles, trapped in this. It's not a time loop because it's slowly moving forward. It's like the spirograph, right? That's exactly what's happening. The spirograph. Just keep making circles with your pen, slowly moving forward. That's the universe. That's what's going on. That's exactly how we do it. All that energy is being made, and we're going round and round and round and round and round. Sometimes big loops, sometimes little loops, but the point. The point is that we've done it all till the end of time. And as the pen keeps spinning, the pencil keeps spinning, those loops are till the end of time and back again. And those are all actual things that our souls experience. Corporeally, we might not realize that is what's going on, which is why sometimes a minute seems like 10,000 hours. Sometimes 5 minutes of sleep, you can get a whole opera, like Mozart. What Mark said on The Greatest Talk Show. And so, every door is open. Every veil has been dropped. So why do you still see them? Why is it still blocked for you? There is no block because you've unlocked every door. If you unlock all the doors and then you come back, it's still part of the long strand, right? All those times that thread is going round and round and round and round, if you were to pull it straight out, it would be a straight line, which means that actually happened. You actually lived it. You actually had that existence, learned those secrets throughout. I'm talking 700,000 years from now or 5 billion years when the universe, that's how long you exist. This did every second till then. Tell me you haven't learned everything. Tell me every door isn't open. So the key is to not unlock the first door, because you've already unlocked it. We've all already unlocked every door we ever need to unlock. We've learned every secret we've ever needed to learn, and it is stuck in our memory. Remember the future. And why is it different this time than any other time? Because finally, the only way for this to work was this time, we had to be aware of it. We had to be awake inside the dream. We had to be conscious of the matrix. We had to be understanding of our place in the universe, and instead, every time, we were ignorant, we were going through without knowing our place in the universe, and now, because of Sophisbaba, we are here, the furthest we've ever come, and we are slowly inching forward, no matter how bad it seems, we are moving forward towards a correct future. Now, the possibility that we do exist in some kind of, some kind of lab or some kind of big, like, fictional, holodeck or hologram or something, whatever. If this is how the only way the universe was able to dial into the correct place for us and to have humanity move forward was this period in time that everybody is watching had to happen like the historical documents say, so they had to recreate it because they pulled some people from the past and it had to happen, and it's the fix. It's how to circumvent the block, right? The Philadelphia experiment says there's a block in time. How to circumvent the block is to go around the block. That's it. You got to go around. So you can't, that block of time, it doesn't exist. The human race is a block of time in existence. The human race is null, okay? However, we are that block of existence living far in the future, like 20,000 AD or whatever, living until we are able to fill that block. And then they will take that block, insert it back into the fabric of the tapestry, and lo and behold, it will fit together, and it won't be a block. And then, having been to the year 40,000 living like this, then we will be right back to 2020, or however when we come, and it will be like none of that has ever happened. So this matrix hallucination reality is just one part of a one strand of a one tapestry of the big hole. What is the big hole? The portal? The fist of us. Since we are doing this over and over again, every time you will get smarter, you will get faster, you will get stronger, you will get bigger and better, and you should live your life like that. Everything you do, every day you should try to be smarter. You should try to get smarter every day. You should try to get faster and better at what you do. Bigger, you should try to be bigger. Be bolder. Stronger, why not? Get stronger. Stronger in faith. Stronger in constitution. It's not just what's going on in time. Like in Groundhog Day, that one day he learned how to play the piano like Mozart. Back in a circle. That's what we are. That is Sophisbaba. That is where we are sitting right now. The ability to anything we do instantly becomes a virtuoso. Every door is unlocked. Every secret has been learned. And you, listening right now, you, the all-powerful one, you, a human and God existing as one, you out there know the answer. Have all of the secrets. All you have to do is remember them. And this time is different because finally we're awake in the dream that is reality. We are a memory. Now that's the highest level. And then the next level is we are a memory in a hologram. And then, or in a holodeck or the matrix. And then the next level down is we are not in the correct time that we thought we were. And then the next level down is, okay, so now we're talking about actual things in front of us, which are, now we're in 20, these levels go way up to the top of the universe. It's soul, it's meaning, your soul, your me. See, we're going to talk about, next time we're going to talk about the Rosetta Stone, how to understand the messages you are receiving from who? Who are you receiving them from? God? Yes. No, you're receiving them from yourself. From the future, which is the God part of you, which is moving backwards, that birdie you always heard was you. We're going to talk about how to decipher that and to decipher all of the other things coming from the angels, coming from the aliens, coming from the other side of the universe. There are messages being sent from every wavelength, screamed at top of every mountain, every which way, through every realm. They're trying to tell us in the dream world, trying to tell us in the real world. They're trying to tell us in the ether. They're trying to tell us from across the universe, trying to tell us the truth. We're going to get to the bottom of it. And then we're going to do an episode about heavenly involvement and what the hell is going on. How does religion and the Bible and God himself, herself, itself, have to do with whatever this is, with since we are, its place? And then, of course, who is God, as we said today? Maybe an alien, right? If God is the protector of all that is, you know that in the Old Testament, the Hebrews were followed by a cloud of lightning and thunder. Okay? And then the cloud rested on top of Mount Zion, and the burning bush, and the inscribed in rock like a laser and something. It really does seem like there was this being who was in charge of all of humanity, probably one of the Anunnaki beings, whoever, taking care of us, following them around, finding them a place. And then, of course, eventually, being the star in the sky of Bethlehem, looking down on Jesus, flying in a low orbit, and then eventually ripping apart the space-time continuum and breaking the laws of the universe in order to save it. And we thank you and me and all of us. I thank us. I thank I. And I thank you, M, and I am. Because we are. We are, we are. Youth of the nation. We are, we are. The youth of the nation. And I suppose that is it. Remember Sophiswaba in your real life. Everything you can do smarter. You can do faster. Stronger, bigger, better. You know you're going to do it millions of times. So each time you might as well learn something. That's why I look around. Learn something new. Because when you learn something new, you will always have learned that and learned so much more about it. And it will come back and your knowledge will become infinite the instant you learn it. The power is there. Pick up something new and learn it. I guarantee you, you will be a virtuoso by morning. Okay, so tomorrow night, we're going to talk about the Rosetta Stone of Understanding. It's so cool. We're going to tell you how to decipher and how they, whoever they is, and God and the angels and the aliens and all the people who are trying to talk to us, why there's a communication breakdown. But we've discovered some of the secrets. We've discovered some of the translations on how they see and view words to an extent. And we're going to explore that all on The Secrets of the Universe tomorrow. And then, of course, like I said, as our series continues, we will explore the religious ramifications, and I'm not talking about organized religion. I am talking about the beings that are of history, which are most likely the Anunnaki and ancient light beings who have ascended somewhere in the ether in the cosmos. And those of you listening in the future, which is, of course, existing simultaneously. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I'm doing this for you. I'm putting this here so you remember that we are here. Don't forget us when you come and find us in 1,000 years. And I will help everybody try to contact you better tomorrow night. So for everybody out there listening, thank you. Greatest talk show tomorrow at 3:30 Central, 4:30 Eastern. And then, of course, tomorrow night we'll be back on Secrets of the Universe. So see you then, everybody. My name is Hollywood Tony P. HTP2020.com. I am running for president, and damn, I'll be a good president. You should vote. I think I'll make a great one. And the Glowing Light Initiative will get us back underway. From Oblivion, we are out of here. We'll see you guys next time on Secrets of the Universe on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back.
presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.